From a comedy about a recording artist to the recording of a comedy artist. This is the story of Bob Newhart's first album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart. When it came out in 1960, it was the first comedy LP ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It saved the struggling Warner Brothers recording company, and it changed the direction of American humor. The album has now been chosen as one of this year's 25 entries into the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. We hear about this landmark in sound from two of America's finest comedic minds.
My name is Conan O'Brien. I'm a talk show host.
Name is George Robert Newhart, legally. I never bothered to change it to Bob Newhart. I was an accountant and worked as an accountant and was terribly bored by it. A friend of mine in Chicago, a disc jockey, Dan Sorkin, the Warner Brother record people were coming through town, and he said, I have this friend of mine, I think it's funny. And they said, well, put down some of his material on tape. So I put it down on tape and brought it downtown. And they listened to it, and they said, okay, we think we'd like to make a recording contract with you, and we'll record you at your next nightclub. And I said, well, see, we have a problem there because I've never played a nightclub. And they said, well, I guess we're going to have to book you into a nightclub. So in February of 1960, with all the bravado I could muster, I walked on stage, and I was a stand-up comic.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Newhart.
I went down to
Thank you very much.
Houston, Texas, to a club called the Tidelands to make my first appearance on a nightclub floor, and 2 weeks later to record the Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart.
This is a telephone conversation between Abe and his press agent just before Gettysburg. Hi, Abe, sweetheart, how are you? How's Gettysburg? Sort of a drag, huh?
Well, friends, and Abe Lincoln, which I'm still proud of, which I think is maybe the best piece of writing I ever did. And it's probably more true today than it was 47 years ago.
All right. Listen, Abe, I got the note. What's the problem? You're thinking of shaving it off. Abe, don't you see that's part of the image? Right, with the shawl and the stovepipe at the string tie. You don't have the shawl. Where's the shawl, Abe?
It belonged as a telephone conversation because nothing I'm saying is at all funny. What's funny is what is unheard on the other end of the conversation, that what Abe is saying to me.
Abe, you got the speech. Abe, you haven't changed the speech, have you? Abe, what do you change the speeches for? You change 47 to 87? I understand it's not the same thing, Abe. Well, Abe, that's meant to be a grabber.
I don't know how he came up with that device of the telephone, but for his rhythm, it's absolutely perfect because you're hearing one side of the conversation, you're filling in the other side yourself, which I think makes it 50% funnier. One of my favorite monologues on the album is the one about baseball. The strength of it is all that that Bob Newhart is doing is explaining the rules of baseball. It's someone hearing how baseball is played for the first time over the phone and repeating it, hearing it from Abner Doubleday and repeating it. And to me, that's brilliant, is when you can sustain laughs like that and actually you're not doing anything else than telling the exact truth. It's brilliant. It's brilliant for that reason. He's explaining how baseball really works, and it's the stupidest thing you've ever heard.
Three strikes and you're out, and three balls. Not three balls, four balls. Why four balls, Mr. Double? Nobody's ever asked you before. Or he may hit it. If he hits it, what happens? He runs as far as he can before somebody catches it. As long as it stays what? As long as it stays fair.
The record came out around April. We thought it might be a nice adjunct to a nightclub career, a nascent nightclub career, and then it just exploded. It just took off beyond anyone's, especially my expectations, and it still is, according to Billboard, the 20th best-selling album of all time. I had the number one and number two album. My first album was number one. My second album was number two. And then my second album became number one. My first album became number two. So I had the number one and number two album on the Billboard charts for something like 35 weeks or something. There was a whole change in comedy that took place in late 59 and the early 60s. And it was Mike and Elaine and Shelley Berman and Lenny Bruce and myself and Jonathan Winters. And we just kind of started doing a whole different kind of comedy.
Abe, have you got a pencil and paper there? Will you take this down? You can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, you keep doing it differently.
He's the opposite of what they used to call a sweat act. I think that was an old vaudeville, maybe it's a vaudeville term, an old club term. Someone's a sweat act, someone who's running around begging for the audience to laugh. And Bob Newhart's kind of the iconic image of the comedian whose timing and his material is so good, he's not begging for it, you know. You have to go to him. It's premise comedy. It's a guy who's has these great premises. And by that, I mean, if you take any one line here and there from Button Down Mind out of context, it's not that funny. It's him laying out these ideas, these really beautiful ideas. It's premise comedy. And that's king today. Jerry Seinfeld can go for 15 minutes on just a good idea, you know, on a good concept, and he can mine it and explore it. And I think that's all. So much of this is the legacy of Bob Newhart.
Saturday night? Oh, Abe, I'm sorry. I'm gonna be in New York Saturday night. A bridge party at the White House? Oh, Abe, I'd love to make it. How about Seward? You try him? He'll be out of town too, huh? Oh, that's a, you and what's your name? Be home alone. Mary, be home alone. Huh? Listen, Abe, why don't you take in a play? I'll be talking to you. Come on.
The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, another chapter from the National Recording Registry, produced by Ben Manila and Media Mechanics.